Our guest in the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Charlie joining us on the phone line. We're trying to do things as much as we can by phone these days, and I'm sure you'll understand that. Charlie, give us just kind of the overview here of where you stand with Commerce ISD. I guess every district in Northeast Texas, if not all of Texas, is closed at the moment. But just give us a kind of a snapshot of where you stand in the Commerce ISD.
Well, right now, Commerce ISD is closed for students. And just for the overall view, over 800 school districts, which is almost all of them in Texas, are all closed at this time. Mm-hmm. We do this Monday and Tuesday of this week. We did have staff and administrators in to work on planning on how to deliver at-home instruction. We will have teachers and other staff in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to continue that planning so that we are ready either Friday or Monday to start handing out. In some cases, it'll be packets, especially for the younger kids. In some cases, we're going to try to go to online. Now, that may be more of a process because we know that some of our students don't have that access at home, and we're working through those things at the same time. On Tuesday of this week, we started up a food service for all of our students. So we have that going out, both breakfast and lunch. And any child under the age of 18 can come and pick up. They don't have to necessarily be a student here. Just any student under the age of 18 can get a warm meal or at least a meal, either for breakfast or lunch, mm-hmm. At multiple locations here in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to that in particular about the locations. But let me ask you about the materials that the teachers are developing. So there's going to be some things that kids will do at home.
Yes, sir.
And so how are you going to transmit those materials to the children?
And we're going to do it similar to what we're doing with food service. We're going to have some students, or probably a majority of them that can, come up to the schools, and we'll do sort of a pass-out. As they come down the normal pickup and drop-off line, mm-hmm. we'll be handing them, their packet. But then for some of our students that, are unable to come to school for one way or another, we may run bus routes. We have transportation and maintenance, and we have multiple vehicles in the district that we are going to deliver to home. We are going to do everything we can to make sure our students in this unprecedented time, we're going to do everything we can to make sure our students get some continuity of instruction.
Would they come into the school to pick up those packets, or would you have sort of a table out, tables out in front of the school, or how do you foresee that?
We foresee them all staying in their vehicles. Uh-huh. We will have people that will go get the packet for them and then hand the packet.
I see.
Have to get out.
So just be a drive-through kind of thing.
Yes, sir. Very similar to, pick up and drop off for our students.
I see.
I see.
We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. And then you say for kids, what, high school, maybe middle school too, you're going to try to do some online sorts of things?
Yes, sir. We have to work through all the issues of some of our kids lacking the connectivity that we need. But outside of that, we are going to try as many of those students as we can, we're going to try to work towards an online instruction platform.
Would that be, I put in middle school, I don't know if I may be putting words in your mouth there, is that going to be at middle school and high school level, or maybe just high school?
We're going to try and do both.
Okay.
And if that's effective, we may even, we don't know how long this is going to last.
Right.
If this is a long-term thing, which I think is a possibility, then we may go all the way down to third grade. But we're going to start with students that we know have had a lot of experience and a lot of access and know how to do a lot of the online stuff.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of an ad hoc thing, isn't it? You're kind of making that up as you go along, or do you have some things, some software or what have you that will facilitate that?
We have done more online instruction in the last probably decade than anybody ever had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that we have been going more towards. This is definitely ramping up that initiative.
Uh-huh. And then you say food services, so it's a similar kind of thing, what you're having kind of a drive-through thing where you're providing packages of food?
Yes, sir. The kids can go to, we have it in the North community, we have it at the First Baptist Church in Commerce. We have another one slipping off the top of my head. They can even go to those locations and pick it up. We've got it all listed on our website. All they have to do is drive up. We will hand them the food, and they drive off.
And what are the hours for that?
For breakfast, it is from 7:30 to 8:30, and for lunch, I believe it's 11:30 to 12:30.
Well, we'll refer people to the Commerce ISD website, and you all put some things, I guess, out on Facebook and that sort of thing as well.
Yes, sir. We're working real hard to try and do as much communication to keep our community, our parents, our students as aware of things as possible.
Are other districts around Northeast Texas, to your knowledge, doing similar things?
In most cases, I believe so. I have been in contact with a lot of the superintendents and in the service center and even, you know, down with different groups down in Austin. We are doing similar things. I think in some ways we're doing some things a little bit unique. Everybody is trying to take as many resources that they have and fit it to the situation that they have. Mm-hmm. So everybody's situation in some cases is different.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, but you're meeting every day with the TEA, or did you say every day that you're meeting with TEA?
Every day, 7 days a week, we have had a TEA commissioner, Mike Morath, phone call. It's just passing out information, helping to share resources, and some of it, you know, just updates on exactly where they stand and thoughts that they've had.
Okay, good. Charlie, we're out of time, but we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.